Blog Talk Radio.
Bacardi, tell your story.
So many wonder how I survived. I can't say it was easy, but I'm still alive. God never left me, He stayed by my side. And I am so grateful He kept me. Oh.
Struggle,
and
disappointment too. You were there,
you were right there.
Listen,
I can't even tell you all I've been through. The times I was down and didn't know what to do. I almost But the Lord came and He rescued me. Rescued me. Oh, oh, God help me to get
back.
Oh,
yeah.
At the lowest point in my life,
sure
He prayed to me.
Through it all.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. You're listening to A Time of Reflection, New Destiny Ministries. Good evening, everyone. We greet you, each of you, in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. We thank you so much for tuning in and listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We truly appreciate your fellowship and tremendous support. I am your co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, at this time. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destinies without apology. Join us Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Central Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, also Saturday at 5 a.m. We just thank Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, for having us on this broadcast. We feel it an honor and a privilege that he would allow us to come on Monday through Sunday, because we're Monday through Friday, and then Minister Billy Burns, is they overcame, and her husband on Saturday at 5 a.m. our time. And then on Sundays, we have a corporate prayer at 7 o'clock in the morning, California time. So we just invite each and every one of y'all to come out and be led as the Lord leads you to Sunday prayer. We have powerful testimonies. And will join us expecting and to hear a fresh all word rhema from God Almighty. Our call-in number is 858-683-1334. We welcome you to email us at New Destiny Ministries at 54@gmail.com. Or mail us any prayer requests. We're very humble and grateful that if y'all would mail us any prayer requests or praise report, we would like to share it on our broadcast. You can mail it to P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95209. Also visit and like our ministry page on Facebook and our website. Is www.newdestinyministries.com. We are welcome to visit. You are welcome to visit our archives on blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministries should you desire to listen of any previous broadcasts or the current show, the one you're hearing me on now, and our great speaker be coming up on the current show that is airing live as we speak. So we just thank one and all in the chat room of Twitter, Facebook, Block Talk. We thank Jesus Christ for leading y'all on this broadcast. And we just love our listeners and members, and we just thank him for this anointing opportunity to come on this line. And he have chosen us, and he have chosen Evangelist Adrian Bernard all the way from Stockton, California, and she is our founder and host. She's not on. She's on today listening. But I'm going to go for it. And then we have a special guest, as she said. He's no stranger to this broadcast. He's been with us almost 2 months, I imagine. And Liberal Democrat is always on, or he's chatting. When you say chat room, he mean he want to chat and he wants to respond back. So I thank the Lord because he keeps me moving and hitting it and seeing that it's all gone. So we just thank our Lord and Savior for the man of God coming and doing the word today on our broadcast. So with no further ado, we're going to introduce you to Liberal Democrat. And we want you to open up with prayer and go as the Lord has given you, man of God. Your line is open. Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God, amen, for this opportunity to say something. Amen. On behalf of God, amen. We ask that, amen, everyone that's listening, amen, also help us to cover this line. Amen, because we talked about, amen, last time, amen, to God, you know, when the people of God, you know, are going forth and whatnot, you know, amen, when you help hold them up, amen, like Moses when he was speaking, amen, to the people, and he held that staff up. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He got weak sometime, but the people around him, Aaron and Hur, if they held his hand up, amen, they were winning the battle. So when you hold the people of God up, not only do they get blessed, amen, you remember in that battle, amen to God, that the people around them were winning battles too. So you're going to notice, amen to God, when you begin to hold us up on this line, not only will we be blessed, amen, but those that's holding up this line going to start to be blessed too in your home, just because you were an intercessor, just because you interceded and you prayed for this line and you prayed for all the speakers that come on this line, because you are holding them up. Amen. Just like with Moses, amen to God, and Hur, amen, and Aaron, watch and see, won't you be blessed just because you prayed for somebody. You ain't have to ask God for nothing, right? But because you prayed, amen, and you held us up on this line, amen, watch how that affects your atmosphere in your house. Amen. Watch how it affects your atmosphere on your job. Amen. Watch how it sends that divine health, amen, into your life. Amen. So we ask, amen to God, that you begin to cover the line, even as we continue to speak. Amen. Amen. That somebody would just hold us up. Amen. Praise the Lord. That God will get the glory. God, right now, we thank you, amen, for the opportunity, amen, to say something on your behalf. Asking, amen to God, that, amen to God, you create in us a clean heart and renew that right spirit. Amen. Find anything that shouldn't be God. Amen. Take it out that we may decrease. Amen. That you might increase, oh God. We pray that right now, oh God, that it be said that they get a rhema word. Amen. We want somebody to get something for them, oh God, so we speak that into existence right now, God. Hallelujah. Amen to God. And those that's covering this line, oh God, we pray, amen to God, that just like with Moses, amen to God, when Aaron and Hur helped them hold up that staff, amen to God, the army begin to win, oh God. I want this army, amen to God, that's listening, those in the archives, God, those that's on the line right now, I want them to start winning in their battles, God. We speak it over their life right now because of they are praying, because they praying for this message. They praying for this telephone call, oh God, right now. Go in that home right now, God. Somebody, amen to God, is getting a blessing right now while they are listening, God. Somebody right now, God, we speak it into their life, God. They're holding us up. They've been holding up this line, amen to God, with evangelist, amen, Bernard. They've been holding this up with Sister Ruby. They've been holding this up, amen to God. And because they are holding it up, we ask that you bless, God. Even now, God, go in that home right now. Go in that body. Amen. They've been calling in this line, God. They've been fighting a battle, oh God. Hallelujah. Amen. But because they held up this line, I want you to bless them just like you did, amen to God, with Moses. Bless this army, God. This army, God, that's been praying for people. This army, God, that's been holding people up. Go in that phone line right now, God. Somebody going through, oh God, but they haven't asked for prayer, God. But because they've been holding other folk up, oh God, amen, we ask that you go in that home, God. Go in that body. Go in that ministry. Go in that congregation. Amen. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen for the anointed. Amen. Keep covering the line, somebody. Because Matt, if you praying for this, amen. Hello?
Hey, Matt. I can hear you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Keep covering this line. Amen. Because guess what? Amen. You winning right now, because if you holding somebody else up right now, we talking about peace today. We talking about pursuing peace, finding peace and pursuing it. Amen to God. And if you want to find peace and pursue it, start praying for somebody else. And watch how God starts blessing you because you are praying for somebody else. Because you are holding up somebody else, you will win the battle. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, amen. We thank and praise God, amen, for our scripture today. Amen. We're going to be coming from Psalms 34. Amen. And the background scripture, you know, those of you, you might want to start reading over 1 Samuel chapter 22. Amen. Because we're going to talk about peace today a little bit. amen to God. And how we, when we look at these scriptures, amen to God, what these scriptures are really saying and what we interpret them to say sometime. And there's a big difference, amen, and we, you know, when we find that. So, amen, those of you that's listening, amen, get your Bibles, go to Psalms, amen, the 34th division. And those of you that's listening online, amen, just go to BibleGateway.com. Amen. That's a Bible online. Amen. They got all the versions. Amen. You ain't got to pay a cent. You just go online to BibleGateway.com and you type in the verse, amen, the scripture that you're looking for, and then you select the version you want to read it from, whether it's King James, amen, whether it's the International, whichever good for you. Amen. But go find it right now. So I'll just wait a little bit while you're finding it, while you're getting your Bibles. Amen to God. And the background scripture is going to be 1 Samuel chapter 22. That whole chapter, you know, if you just read that, amen, on your time today. Amen. Amen. But those of you, go to BibleGateway.com. Amen. And amen. And just type in Psalms 34. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're just going to read a few verses. Amen of that. And we're going to talk to you about that, amen, because we're talking about finding peace, amen, amen, and when you find it, pursue it, go after it, amen, and we're going to talk about this psalm, and we're going to talk about why did David have this particular prayer, why all of a sudden is he looking for peace all of a sudden, and a lot of us on this line that is calling in right now, amen, a lot of us have found ourselves looking for peace. That means something happened, something came into our day, our month, our year, and affected us, amen, amen, and it's provoking us, amen, to pray. It's provoking us, amen, to pursue, amen, peace, amen. So, amen. So we're going to go into Psalms 34, and I just want to read a few verses, and so we can get an understanding. The Bible said, in all you're getting, amen, get standing, get wisdom, and get an understanding. So here we go. Verse 1, and I was looking over this, and I was praying over this. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and praises shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And this is David speaking. And then he goes on in verse 2, my soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. And here's an important scripture that I want to give us a revelation on, and many of us already know this, but I just want to say it again. Verse number 3 says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. And we're talking about peace. We're talking about pursuing peace and finding peace. But the way we can find peace is we have to have an understanding of what magnify means. Now, when you look up the word magnify, whether you're in your dictionaries, whether you're online and Google and whatnot, Wikipedia, wherever you at, look up the word magnify. You know, those of you that's online or got your dictionary, just look it up, and I just want y'all to read that dictionary, because David said, magnify the Lord with me. Now, every definition that I came across, magnify means make something bigger. So when I ask you to magnify the Lord with me, I'm not asking for you to say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory. I'm asking you to make God bigger than whatever problem is in your life right now. So the phone is on mute, so we ain't going to hear you. But when I say magnify the Lord with me, I want you to say God is bigger and shout it. And don't worry about us, because we can't hear your business. We can't hear you. But say God is bigger, and whatever you're going through, say that. And that's how you magnify him. That's because you're about to make God bigger. In other words, you shining a magnifying glass on God, and you making him bigger than whatever problem you're going through. You say, God is bigger. If I say magnify the Lord with me, make him bigger, that means you're going to say God is bigger, and you might hold up a phone bill. God is bigger than this phone bill. That means you is making God bigger. That means you are magnifying the Lord with me. Amen. Or you may say, God is bigger than this man. Amen. Because some of y'all might be having problems with the man. Or God is bigger than this woman. And we don't know your business. We don't hear you right now. So, amen, I want you to speak it right now while we talking. Amen. Because, you know, I'm talking about prayer right now. And prayer is all about, amen, speaking with authority, right? So we going to speak with authority while we are teaching, while we are exhorting and going through. I want you, amen, to God, to just go through your life and start magnifying God and start speaking over your own life and magnify him. David said, magnify the Lord with me. Make him bigger. Now, and those of you, I want you to just read while we go along. Just start reading 1 Samuel chapter 22. And I want y'all to read that because it's a reason that David said, y'all got to make God bigger than some stuff because we got some stuff going on in our neighborhood right now. We got some stuff going on in the city, and it's big. But I need y'all to make God bigger than that stuff. Because some stuff has been going on. Now, many of us, you know, we heard about David when he was on the run. Amen. And that's going to be the scripture. I want you to just meditate on that chapter today. And all day today, if you get a chance, 1 Samuel chapter 22, because I want you to read what David went through. I want you to read it for yourself, whether you got to go online on BibleGateway.com. And 1 Samuel chapter 22, read that whole chapter, amen, praise the Lord, amen. And if you're in your Bibles, just read it, 1 Samuel chapter 22, amen. And I want you to read it while we're talking. I want you to get an understanding because, amen, while we are yet talking, you are getting the ability, amen, and we're giving you a tool right now to make God bigger because by the way, the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. And they got books out there saying thoughts become things, right? Amen to God. So in other words, if I magnify God, if I start making him bigger, amen, I'm going to get peace. Somebody say amen, right? Amen. If I make God bigger, amen to God, then, you know, when the shutdown going down, and amen to God, and I'm saying, oh, my God, I got bills. If I make God bigger, if I just shout out loud and give God the glory and the devil going to get mad. See, the devil going to get mad when you start talking like this because you're speaking with authority. Instead of saying, God, do this for me, do that for me, you're going to start using your authority that you already got, and you're going to start speaking over your own life, and you're going to magnify him. You're going to make God bigger. Now, somebody else just said something else. God is bigger than this. I don't know what your thing is. But I want you to say it, amen to God, amen. Your phone on mute, so we can't hear you. Amen to God. So God is bigger than this, amen. Somebody dealing with some personal things, somebody dealing with some unspoken things, right? Amen to God. And you sick and tired of them being strongholds. You sick and tired of protecting these secrets, right? So instead of them being secrets, amen to God, you can speak it out loud right now and say, God is bigger than that secret. Whatever you're going through, God is bigger than it and whatnot. And when you say that, amen to God, you are magnifying the Lord. And those of you that have been reading on Google right now, I'm thinking that you've been, you keep looking that word up, magnify. I want y'all to preach yourself happy right now. I want you to look at the definition of the word magnify, and that's what you're going to do to God. You're going to make him bigger, amen to God, than whatever problem you're going through. Some of y'all on Wikipedia right now, and you are reading that word magnify. You say, well, it means this. And then you mean, well, that's what I'm going to do to God over my situations and whatnot. I'm going to make him bigger and stuff like that. So God is waiting for you to make him bigger in your life because some things God just ain't going to do. He's going to wait for you to. He said, I gave you all that power, amen to God. The Bible said, amen, in Acts 1:8, right? You shall receive power, right? After the Holy Ghost has come to you. So I ain't going to give you power not to just sit down and use it. Amen. I want you to use it. And the power that you have, those of you that's listening on this phone line right now, you have the supernatural power to make some stuff in your life smaller when you make God bigger. Amen. So somebody else, amen to God. Go magnify. Magnify the Lord. Every time I say magnify the Lord with me, I want you to shout out something bigger God is in your life. He's bigger than his pain in my back. Amen. When I say magnify the Lord, God, you bigger, amen, than that pain in my leg. God, you bigger than cancer. God, you bigger than whatever I'm going through right now. Amen. And then you'll get a peace. I'll start to come in your house. We said find peace. If you want to find peace, amen to God, and you want to pursue peace, this is how you pursue peace. This is how you go after peace. By making God bigger, you're going to make stuff in your life smaller, right? Somebody's saying amen right now, right? Somebody got a revelation right now, said, you know what, amen. Every time I say, somebody say magnify the Lord with me again, amen. Instead of saying praise the Lord, hallelujah, I'm going to just shout out, God is bigger than, and that'll be whatever, you can follow that up with whatever he bigger than in your life. God is bigger than my unruly children, right? God is bigger than my unruly boss. right? God is bigger than a headache, amen? God is bigger than, so whatever it is, amen, and those strongholds don't have to be strong. You don't have to protect them anymore because now it's time to get rid of them. The reason you came to this line, amen to God, is because you're sick and tired of protecting secrets, right? Amen to God, and this is Domestic Violence Month, and you've been beating yourself up every single year by keeping secrets and keeping stuff inside. You've been beating yourself up. You've been abusing yourself, right? And you have not had peace in your life because you have been protecting strongholds. But amen to God, God had you on this line today, amen to God, to start speaking over your own life and say, guess what? God is bigger than this. And we spoke about last week, amen to God, when you start praying for other folk, God going to help you win your battles. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So hopefully, amen, you guys, you can still reading over 1 Samuel chapter 22. Amen. I want you to get this revelation and whatnot because it's personal. I can say what it means to me, and I can say some stuff, but I want you to get it. I want you to understand why David had to say to himself, amen to God, amen, magnify the Lord with me, y'all. I need you to make him bigger because I know this look crazy right now, but amen to God, God is bigger than this stuff. And I want to give you some history. Amen. Those of you keep reading 1 Samuel chapter 22, amen, keep reading that, you're going to get a revelation because what happened when David was a young man, we all remember when he slew Goliath, we remember that, amen, everybody talks about that in the Bible when he had that good day, right, and the sword, amen, that he slew Goliath with, they put the sword in this church and whatnot, where all the high priest was at and whatnot, it was this renowned church and whatnot, and they put an ephod in there. Amen to God. And they left it in the church or whatnot. That was the sword that he used to slew a giant. And they put it in there. And after he slew that giant, amen, Saul at the time, which was the king, they was all happy that this young man, amen to God, said, hey, amen, you killed the giant. Amen, why don't you come live in the palace? And he took him away from his daddy house, Jesse house, which because David used to be a shepherd. Amen to God. Amen. Somebody on the song said, "I used to live somewhere else." Amen. I'm gonna show you what God is doing. Amen to God. Because you finding yourself, you don't live where you used to be no more. Right. All of a sudden, amen to God, you were in your daddy's house. Amen to God. And then you were in a palace. Amen to God. You moved, right. And you had, you said, "Wow, I got enough money. I don't want for anything." All my bills is paid and stuff like that. Everything was good. But then, amen to God, as you read the story, you'll find that David, not only did he leave, he was raised in King Saul's house. He was raised around there for a while, and he married the king's daughter. He became best friend with the king's son. Life was real good. And then when the king got jealous, amen to God, he had to move. And how many of y'all on this phone line right now, when somebody in your life got jealous, you had to move. You had to leave that congregation. You had to leave that marriage, right? You had to leave that situation. Whatever you was in, somebody got jealous, and you had to move. And so, but where you used to live at, amen to God, he was at his father's house, but then he was in the palace. But how many of y'all left the palace? We are in a recession. And government shutdown we just got out of, and a lot of people still recovering. So as he said, I don't have the same job I had 2 years ago. I don't have the same wife. I don't have the same husband. I a lot of us are in a different place right now, and it looks like it's weighing on us. And so David was looking at his situation, said, I went from my daddy's house. And I thought everything was going to be great when I moved in with the king. Amen. I'm a coming of age in that house. I got everything I want, you know, beautiful women and whatnot. I'm marrying the king's daughter. I'm best friend with the king's son. And then overnight, when the king got jealous, amen, he had to leave and go hide in a cave. Amen. Somebody's still reading 1 Samuel chapter 22. Amen. Magnify the Lord with me. Amen. Somebody just shouted out what he is bigger than. Amen. Amen. I'm going to wait. I'm going to give you a moment. I probably caught you off guard. But magnify him. Hallelujah. Magnify him right now. Stand up wherever you at. Amen. Amen. If you in your car, amen, just pull over to the side and magnify him with me for a little bit. And start decreeing what God is bigger than. Amen. If he is bigger than that bill, say it. Amen. If he's bigger than that pain, say it. Amen. If he's bigger than that depression, say it. Amen to God, and it will be so, right? Amen to God. Magnify the Lord with me. The reason I can say what David said, because I done been through some stuff too. And sometimes that stuff gets, it looks like it's big, right? And whatnot. And you need help making God bigger. He said, like, I can't make God bigger by myself on this one because this is some stuff. And amen to God. And we're going to have to make God bigger together. Amen. When we got an army against you, amen, like David, amen to God, David had to leave his daddy's house. And then, amen to God, he moved into the palace where he thought everything was going to be great. And now he had to move out of a palace. Now I'm hiding, amen, in the church. Amen. I'm hiding in the church. Amen. Now watch this now. When he was hiding in the church, those of you who are still reading in 1 Samuel, amen to God, the king came in the church after him, and he killed all the preachers who was hiding him, and David had to go and hide in a cave. He went from his daddy's house, right, amen, to the king's house, King Saul, and then when King Saul got jealous and said he was trying to kill him, some preachers was hiding him. So we got your back, you know, you killed Goliath. We don't care if the king is jealous. We got your back. Amen to God. But, amen, amen, when you got some people in power, some people that said they had your back, because that person got power, they can't be there for you like they want to be there for you. Amen? And some of them get killed throughout the way. You know, some of them are spiritually dead, and they couldn't fight for you, so you had to leave. Amen to God. Said, well, I understand this is not your battle. Amen to God. So a lot of times, people that you thought was going to help fight for you, they can't help fight for you because this is not their battle, right? Amen. So here we go. So in the church, amen, King Saul finds out that these preachers, these high priests, was hiding David, right? And when he found that out, he got so angry, amen to God, he sent for them, and he said, y'all hiding David? Where is he? And they wouldn't tell him, so he commanded his soldiers to kill the preachers. Amen, amen. So you got the king commanded that they kill the preachers. So all the preachers got murdered, amen, and then he went back to their church, and just imagine the desolation he did, burning stuff and knocking stuff over and everything. But then Abiathar, amen, he was one of the sons of the preachers that was protecting David and hiding David and whatnot. David was having survivor's guilt because he ran into the woods and he ran, amen to God, into a cave that was close to the place where he slew Goliath years ago. And he was hiding in his cave and whatnot. And when he was hiding in this cave, amen to God, with survivor's guilt, and a lot of us is on this line right now, maybe we have survivor's guilt, amen, because some people had went on before us and whatnot. But what happened, Abiathar came into the cave where David was. Now we're talking about pursuing peace. He said, find it and pursue it. So David didn't know that peace was going to be in the cave and whatnot, because all he knew was, like, I was in my daddy's house, right? Amen. And everything was good. I was good being a shepherd boy. But then the king, because I slew this giant, the king had me move into his house. And whatnot, and I got used to that. You can get used to a certain lifestyle. You get certain jobs and making certain payrolls and whatnot. You can get used to that. But then when that is gone, and you got to, like, hide out sometimes, and sometimes we go through that hideout period and whatnot, and you find yourself in a cave. Amen. But Abiathar had to remind David, yes, amen to God, you are not in your daddy's house no more. Amen. You're not in the palace. And yes, all the preachers that protected you are dead, and you walking around with depression because of what happened to folk because of you. Amen to God, hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you today that I brought the sword that you killed Goliath with. Amen. I brought that, amen to God, from the church. They didn't take that. Amen. And how many of y'all is on this line right now? Everything been taken away from you but your sword. You still got your sword. You still got your joy. They've taken your house.
You like David, you don't live the place you used to live no more. You probably used to live in this house or the house, but now you find yourself in an apartment, right? Amen. You used to be walking. Now you find yourself in a wheelchair, right? Amen to God. You used to be in good health, but now you find yourself at the end of the day, God will always send an Abiathar to you to remind you, guess what? They took all of that stuff, amen, hallelujah, when they killed those preachers looking for you, but they didn't get your sword that you killed Goliath with. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. The devil got all that other stuff, but he didn't get my sword. Amen. Somebody shout to the devil, you ain't get my sword, right? Amen to God. So I'm going to say it again. Magnify the Lord with me. Amen. And don't worry. I mean, you can say some private stuff on this. That's the beautiful thing about calling to this line. When you mute it, we can't hear none of your business, right? Amen. And y'all know y'all done been through some things, some big things, right? Some embarrassing things, right? And some of us got position. Some of us got, you know, people look up to us. So we don't want to say those things out loud. But now that you on mute, amen, I want you and I challenge you, amen, to magnify the Lord with me and say God is bigger. Amen. Some of y'all still looking in Wikipedia. Like, amen, you're going to preach yourself happy once y'all get through them definitions. Amen to God. Like, when you go through Wikipedia, what does magnify mean? Because this is what I got to do to God. I got to make him bigger than whatever's in my life right now. I got to make him bigger than my past, right? I got to make him bigger than my right now, right this second. And I gotta make them bigger than what's in front of me, right? I gotta make them bigger than the people. I gotta make them bigger than my health. I gotta make them bigger. Now, whatever Wikipedia is saying, amen to God. And then I want you to go over to Google and find out what Webster Merriam or something says about the word magnify. And then I want you to go, amen to God, in Google and just Google yourself happy with the word magnify until you preach yourself happy. And you find out this is what God, amen, is doing in my life. Amen to God. Amen. Praise God for Google. Praise God for Wikipedia. Amen. The dictionaries and BibleGateway.com. Some of y'all are following us on right now. You're on BibleGateway.com, and you typing in scriptures, and some of y'all still reading 1 Samuel, amen, chapter 22, and you seeing what happened. Like, what happened in 1 Samuel 22, amen to God, they came back, Abiathar, Saul found out who was hiding David after he left his house. He said, who was hiding David? I mean, this place ain't but so big. And he said, some preachers hiding him. Praise the Lord. And amen to God. Ain't it funny how when God moves you out of a place and you go into another place, they will attack those preachers. They be like, amen to God, how can you let this person preach in your church when he left my church? Or how can you let that person do that? And these churches are like gangs, y'all. I've been in some of these organizations wherein they won't let you start over, amen to God. They'll be like, amen, you got to come apologize to this one. And if he don't want to accept your apology, he still dictates your future and whatnot. These are like gangs, right? Amen. These are like gangs of New York, these organizations. And so this is what David had to go through and whatnot. David had to go through all of this and whatnot. So he's hiding in the cave because, amen to God, Saul went in and he killed those preachers and whatnot, one by one, who was hiding David and whatnot. So now the preachers couldn't help David no more because he killed them one by one by one. So David found himself by himself. And many of us, amen to God, you are finding yourself by yourself right now. It's a new thing. Amen to God. I don't live in my father's house. I'm not in palace. I done lost my money, so I don't have that money that I used to make. I don't have that job I used to be at anymore. So I'm in a cave. You know, I'm done with people. I'm done with church folk. I'm done, right? You in your cave right now, and you having those pity parties, right, and stuff like that, and you just in there, and you got so beat up on, and you having your survivor's guilt. Amen. I'm the only one living right. Sometimes the devil will make us think that we the only one living right. When you've seen all the junk going on around you, all the mess, you say, I'm the only one, and you get so discouraged, you know, you just be done with folk. But then God will always send you an Abiathar. And he said, David, amen to God, you know, yes, they killed my father because he was protecting you. They killed all the other preachers and whatnot. Amen to God, they killed them. But amen, I found the sword that you slew Goliath with. Amen, you still got your sword. At the end of the day, you still got, amen, your anointing, right? Amen, the world didn't give you that. Hallelujah, right? So when they begin to take titles away and they begin to take jobs away and money away and position, amen, guess what? Amen. Somebody stopped by to tell you today that you still have your sword. Somebody say, I still got my sword. Thank you, Jesus. I still got it, right? Amen. I got somebody said, like, something about that Holy Ghost, I don't understand, but I got it. I got it. Hallelujah, right? Whoa, I got it. Somebody on this line said, I got it. Hallelujah. Something about this Holy Ghost, I don't even understand it, but I got it. Hallelujah, right? Amen. Somebody said, I got it, right? And then you went on and whatnot, and you said, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Somebody said, I'm a soldier. Somebody said, in the army. Somebody said, got my war clothes on in the army of the Lord. Got my war clothes on in the army. Gonna run, run, run in the army of the Lord. Gonna run, run, run in the army. Somebody said, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the heart. Somebody said, I'm a sanctified soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a sanctified soldier. Somebody said, in the army. Hallelujah. I'm a sanctified soldier, right? So amen to God. Magnify the Lord with me. Amen. I'm going to say it again. Amen to God. Shout that thing out. I don't want nothing to be hidden. Amen. I don't want no strongholds. I want you, amen to God, to be able to get victory by the time you hang up this line to take this tool that we gave you. So every time you read verse 3 and you see where David said, magnify the Lord with me, you got to make God bigger with me. Because we went through some stuff. David, amen, had just experienced, amen to God, he moved. And many of y'all moved. Many of y'all have been abruptly moved. Abruptly moved from your job, right? Abruptly moved from marriages, right? Abruptly moved from position, right? And whatnot. So you've been moved. And just like David, you ain't at your daddy's house. You ain't at the palace no more. Somebody said, I'm not at the palace no more. Amen. I'm not at the palace no more, right? Amen to God. And then you was in hiding for a little bit. The preachers was hiding you. And then next thing you know, amen to God, the preachers are dead. And then so all of a sudden, like, a lot of preachers are backsliding, right? A lot of preachers are falling by the wayside, right? And then you begin to sing the song of old. So many falling by the wayside. Lord, help me to stand. Oh, so many falling by the wayside. Lord, help me to stand. Somebody said, so many falling by the wayside. Lord, help me to stand. Somebody said, take me by my hand and lead me home. So the preacher was falling, and then David was by himself in a cave. But then Abiathar said, guess what, David? You still got your sword. Amen. I stopped by today to be your Abiathar to remind you, yes, you ain't where you used to live no more. Amen. Yes, you are not in a former state that you used to be. Amen to God. But you still have your sword. And guess what Abiathar did? Abiathar grabbed some stuff, y'all. When he left, amen, he grabbed some stuff. He probably had some brother in him. He grabbed some stuff. He said, I got the ephod too, David. Amen, 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 amen. And the ephod was, amen, what the high priest wore. Amen to God. The anointing of God, amen, was in the ephod. The ephod was like picture of vest, amen, that the preachers wore. And in it were two rocks. Amen. Like, think of it like dice, what the men of God would just throw to make decisions. It was called the Urim and the Thurim, right? And these rocks, amen, these were supernatural rocks that God told the high priest to carry in their vest. And he said, and when you got to make a decision, amen, God, I want you to cast the Urim and Thurim on the ground, and you will know my will, whether I'm with what you're trying to do or I'm against it. And so the Urim and the Thurim was in the ephod, amen. And then on the shoulders of the ephod, you had a rock with the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. Six tribes was on the right shoulder, six tribes on the left shoulder. And the reason that God put them rocks on the ephod on the shoulders is to remind the children of Israel that, amen to God, I'm going to hold you up wherever you at. So think about it. Now, David is in a cave, right? And Abiathar said, guess what I found? amen, of God. I got your sword, and I got your ephod. And the ephod, amen, of God, got those stones on the shoulders, amen, for a reason to say that I'm going to hold you up wherever you at, David. And so David put on the ephod, right? So I'm telling somebody on this line, you might be in your cave. You might not be where you used to live. You might not be at your job. You might not even be in position that you used to have. But guess what? I'm your Abiathar today. I got your ephod. Thank you, Jesus. I found your ephod. Put your ephod on, huh? Amen. And I got your sword, right? Now that you got your ephod and your sword, amen to God, you got your anointing, right? Amen to God. Abiathar got to remind us sometimes that when you lose all that stuff, if you want your peace, amen to God, hallelujah, guess what? You got to put your ephod back on, right? You got to carry your sword. So here we go. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. So exalt, let's lift him up together. So amen, amen. While your phone is on mute, I want you to scream out like five things, amen to God, that God is bigger than. Amen. Just get five of them. Amen. They say there were five rocks, amen to God, when David, amen, threw that rock with the slingshot of David. They said he had five rocks. He only used one. And you hear the preachers talk about the five rocks all the time, right? Amen to God. Amen. Some say it's spelled out J-E-S-U-S. Amen. Praise the Lord, right? For just dramatic purposes. I'm not saying that's what it said, but I'm just saying he has some rocks, right? So amen to God. So we want you to do, amen to God. I want you, amen, that's listening to here, holler out five things. When I say magnify the Lord with me, and I'm going to say it now, magnify the Lord with me. Your phone is on mute. We can't hear you. What is God bigger than in your life that been beating you up, right? This is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. I'm making you aware that you've been beating yourself up. Amen to God. That, and some of y'all don't understand. That's against the law. Thank you, Jesus. That violence is against the law, right? Amen to God. Amen. They beat up children. That's against the law. Amen. And it's against the law to hurt yourself. Amen. They lock people up who hurt themselves up, right? Amen. So I'm telling you, it's against the law to hurt yourself, right? Amen to God. You beating yourself up with these thoughts where you don't have peace. The Bible says, I will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on. Now, when you stay on something, that means you got to live there, right? You got to live in this place that we're talking about because you're going to be challenged and whatnot, and you live in a new place right now whose mind is stayed on thee. Amen. I live not in the physical, but in the spiritual will of God. So whatever God is saying, that's where I live at. That's where I stay at, right? Carries the thing all the time, like the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God, right? Amen to God. That's your safe place, right? So when everything is taken away from you, amen to God, you are reminded today about your peace. I'm going to keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on me. No matter what's going on around you, I'm not saying don't look at the bills. I'm not saying don't worry about your health. I'm not saying whatever, whatever. I'm just saying when you look at it, amen, look at it with the way through God's eye and magnify him, say, whew, we've been here before. God is bigger than this. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is bigger than this. Amen. You wake up in the middle of the night, amen to God, with those lust problems and whatnot. You got to say out loud to that, God is bigger than this. Amen. Magnifying, right? When you go to that mailbox and your mail, the color start changing on the mail. You know how the color changes, amen to God. That fan mail that come, at first is black lettering, and then it might be green, and then it get red when it gets serious with you, right? Amen. That's when you got to talk. Hey, God is bigger than this red lettering. Amen. I'm reading all my things. Amen. So somebody is magnifying. You got your five things. Magnify God right now. Magnify him. Just go and magnify him and just give God a praise. Amen. We don't hear you. Amen. We don't hear what you're talking about, but the victory is in the praise, right? Amen. You got to magnify God. And I'll say this one more thing and whatnot. When the high priest used to go into the holiest of holies, right, and they used to offer a prayer for the congregation. Amen. Amen. And because, you know, we pray for folk, right, and we talk about prayer all the time. Before they could even get into the presence of the holiest of holies of God, they had to light an incense that would smoke up the entire room. God said, I don't even want to see you when you come in here to me. The whole room got to be smoking, so I don't even see you anymore. And when I don't see you anymore, all I see is Jesus. then I'm going to bless you, right? Amen to God. So this is what we're trying to get at. So when you begin to magnify God and you begin to make God bigger, you start to make that smoke appear in the holiness of holies, right? You start making that smoke appear over you. Because now listen now, if you was that high priest and you were in that holiness and holies and you did not obey what God said do and you did not light that smoke up and them incense fill the room up with smoke, if he could see you, you would fall graveyard dead, right? And stuff like that. Don't ask me how I know it. I wouldn't want to be a test dummy on that. But I'm just saying that's what the folks say, right? They said that the high priest, they would go in there and they wouldn't do what he said and wouldn't light the incense, and the smoke had to fill the entire room. Amen. If that didn't happen, you would fall graveyard dead. And I warn those of us that's on this line, the holiness of holy, getting in the presence of God, if you don't magnify God and make him bigger, many of you are going to be spiritually dead. Amen to God. Amen to God. You're going to lose. When you make stuff bigger than God, you find yourself spiritually dead because you did not do as he said. Amen. He said, light the incense. The high priest's job was to go into that holy of holies and light incense and fill up the room with smoke. So God would look down. I can't even see you no more. All I see is smoke, and the smoke typifying the blood of Jesus, right? All I see is the blood. I don't see you no more. I can't even see your body. Room. And some of us been in smoky places before. It wouldn't be the first time. Hallelujah, right? Amen. We covered the whole place was covered in smoke, and they couldn't even see one another, right? Well, we're going to do a spiritual smoke this time. Hallelujah, right? A spirit where I can't even see you, and the way you fill that room up with smoke, amen, not saying that you got to light incense up, amen, like the holiness of holies, like in the high priest, but I want you to magnify him, and when you magnify the Lord, that's like covering you, amen, of God, with the blood of Jesus, amen, because the Bible talks about how he lifts in the praises, right? And as you begin to magnify God, the smoke will cover you, and God will bless you, and he will be in the midst. They said, amen, he is always in the midst. He will be in that smoke. He will be in that mist. So amen to God. So we want to leave you with that, amen to God, that when you read that scripture from now on, amen, and you say, magnify the Lord with me, that means I'm making God bigger. I done went to Google, and Google told me what the word magnify is. I done went to Wikipedia, right? I went to the Bible dictionaries. You went to a lot of different places to find out what that word is. So now, amen to God, hallelujah. What do you say? I speak it not by commandment, but by permission, amen, that you go forth with this tool and magnify the Lord with me. Amen. Praise the Lord. So God bless you. Amen. And heaven smile upon you. We turn it back over to your hands. Amen. Sister Ruby, God bless you. Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord. Liberal Democrat, Minister, Liberal Democrat. That word was anointed. It was just a blessing to have your sword, and you don't live different places, and yet still Jesus Christ is there with you. So we're going to open up. We're going to open up the lines, and we're going to go forth. If you have comment or, you know, whatever thing you can say. Minister Michael Lewis.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, go ahead if you have a comment or you want
to
say.
No, I just enjoy the Liberal Democrat, the word of God that he brought forward. Just basking in his glory. Thank God for the anointing on his life and for the things that God is doing for his people today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Magnify him. Hallelujah. Thank you. Make God bigger than something in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We're going to Evangelist Sherry Pettis.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. All right now, somebody.
Glory. Aha. The text came. I was at the church, just got down here, and the text flew up on the phone, and I just went on and punched it. And I'll tell you, I am glad that I punched that.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, I want a copy of that.
Thank you, Lord.
I want a copy of that message. That was powerful there. I mean, magnify the Lord. Yes, bigger than any situation that's in your
right.
life. Magnify him over everything. You got to make
everything.
Him bigger. I like that. I like that.
Hallelujah. Amen. Make him
I
bigger.
Like that.
Amen.
I was writing notes as quick as I could, but he was moving a little bit too fast for me.
Okay.
Amen. Y'all pray for me. I tried to told you. Be talking fast.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
But But I would love a copy. Do you all record these services?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. We record them.
All right.
Can...
Okay, I'll call Evangelist. Okay. Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Okay, that is fine. Uh-huh.
Great.
Amen.
Wonderful.
God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Is he from California?
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Thank you.
All right.
Hallelujah.
All right. All right. All right. All right. I'll be talking to Evangelist.
Hallelujah. Look at you. Amen. What
you
can do is, man
of
God, this is
enjoyed you, man of God. Enjoyed you. Enjoyed you. Really enjoyed that word. Really enjoyed that.
God bless you. What you guys can do is, like, with all the services on Blog Talk, you can just press the download button, and I think it'll download it to your thing, and they have an archive. You can listen to them forever. Amen. Just go. Make sure you go back to her channel, and all week long, amen, there have been some powerful messages about peace. Amen. Hallelujah. So we can go back in the archives and let the Lord bless you. Hallelujah.
Okay, you go online and do that?
Amen. You get you go to her website on Blog
okay.
Talk Radio, and she'll give you the information. Like, she'll probably send a page to you. She got a copy of all the messages this week and whatnot have been on her website on Blog Talk Radio. You can just go and just click the link and just listen to all of them this week. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
All right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
And thank the Lord for sending you on.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we're going to Sister Arlene. Okay, then we're going to, we have an unknown number, 720-9249. Your line is open. Okay, then, so... Okay, we're going to 6. The Evangelist Agent, your line is open.
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord, everybody. I enjoyed that word. Wow, that was a word today. My phone is still echoing, so I had it on mute today, but I was listening in and right here with you from the beginning to the end. What an awesome, awesome word. I tell you, magnify your problem. Magnify God bigger than
yes.
what the problem or any situation that you're going through. I thank God for our Evangelist Sherry Pettis being with us today. I saw
all
her
right.
number, and I had to check and see if in my contacts if that was really her. So God bless you, woman of God. We want you to know that you all can go to the website at www.newdestinyministries.com and listen to these messages in their entirety. And always, as Liberal Democrats said, they're online on our archives at Blog Talk Radio. You just search for New Destiny Ministries 24/7, 365 days of the year. Those messages are archived. So
all
we
right.
thank God for what our ears have heard. I tell you, that was a powerful word today, and I just appreciate Liberal Democrats for stepping in. I know it was last minute like yesterday, but God said to be instant in season and out of season. So
he
always
said.
Has
Amen.
A word from the Lord. So God bless you all. Thank God for seeing each and everyone that's on today. Bless the Lord for Minister Mike that was also with us earlier. So we thank God for you. Back
Amen.
To you,
God
Sister
bless
Ruby.
You. Hallelujah.
Okay. The word was just a blessing, Minister Liberal Democrat.
There you go.
To magnify Jesus throughout
Hallelujah.
All of your problems. He's bigger than it all, you know. So I just thank Jesus for allowing you to put that anointing in there, and he led you to David, and then you went from, you know, Samuel to, what was that, Psalms 34, and the Lord just stopped it and magnify him. So that's so exciting that the Lord give you opportunity to grow and learn more that what
yes,
you need
Lord.
factor in your daily lives, whoever, whatever we're going through, because one day is up and one day is down. But you say,
that's right.
Lord, keep that sword, and you know what, you will endure forever because God is greater than any situation on this earth.
Ah,
so I'm
yes,
excited, little Democrat. It just blessed
Hallelujah.
My and your song, too, the different songs, as you were giving us the scriptures from above. So
you know some of the songs. Thank you, Lord.
Some of them, yeah, it just took me back. You know, say, take me back.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
That's what I came up on. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. So I think we got everybody. It was a few more that was on, but I guess they had to attend to different things. So I'm going to give it back to you, Minister Liberal Democrat. We had chat room. Oh, just before I give it back to you, let me read a couple of things that they said about you in the chat room. Victory against all odds, that's their handle. And
yes,
glory
Lord.
To God. God bless you. And then they say it again, glory to God, awesome word from the man of God. Isn't that a blessing? And then we have,
Amen.
Yes, 1360. So we just thank Jesus Christ for all of them that he led here and that they were blessed by your word and your teaching and preaching and bringing forth the word. So we're
thank
excited,
you,
and I'm going to turn it back over to you to have any response or pray whatever way the Lord is leading you. Minister Liberal Democrat.
look at you. Amen. Well, praise God. Amen. I'm just glad, amen, that the woman of God, amen, evangelist, amen, Bernard asked us to speak, amen, on peace, on finding peace, because we in a day now we're in, when we find out that, you know, we got to give things permission to take away our peace. Right? Amen. Praise the Lord. So when we reminded, amen, of God, that all the stuff going on around us, we can make God bigger. You know, this is a tool that he's given us, amen, by letting David go through, because David went through some things. I mean, when you look at that, David went through a home invasion, amen. We remember when David, amen to God, when they was fighting for the people of God, and he took the army, he took all the men and whatnot, and when he got back from battle, all the women and the children were gone. Amen. Praise the Lord and whatnot. And when all the women and children were gone, the men wanted to kill David and whatnot. So a lot of people that start off with you, sometimes they're going to want to kill you. You know, they're going to speak against you. They're going to be trying to kill you sometime, right? And David stood up, amen to God, in the midst of all of that, when all the women and children was gone and the booty was gone, when they took stuff that they had been saving up all their life was gone. And then all the army was mad at David. It was going to kill David. They took up rocks, the Bible said. And before they took up rocks, David yelled out, amen to God, magnify the Lord with me. Can we make God bigger than this, y'all? I know the women are gone and the children are gone, but he said, shall we pursue? Amen. And when they pursued, they got everything back, amen to God, hallelujah, by just making God bigger. But first, amen to God, they had to do that. David had to say, because, you know, when you're in a situation, you get mad, you crying, you depressed. And when you're in that thing, and quoting scripture to you, and you in that thing, you kind of upset. But then David said, just make them bigger, y'all. If y'all make them bigger, we can get back everything we lost. If y'all make them bigger, I know we got a home invasion, and they came in while we was gone, and they stole the women, they stole the children, and they stole all of the booty, everything that we spent most of our lives trying to save. And David asked them a question. They cried, the Bible said, after he cried, and after he couldn't weep no more, and after he couldn't cry no more, David got up and asked a question, shall we pursue? So after we finished crying, because, you know, we got to process a thing, after we finished going off, if we finished getting mad and finished getting yelling and finished whatever we need to do to process it, after you finish all that, David asked the question, after he could weep no more, amen, shall we pursue? Amen. The woman of God reminded us today, when you find peace, you got to pursue it. So we want to leave you with that. Amen, amen. And that too, amen of God, when you find yourself going through, amen, just remember, amen of God, I have the authority to make God bigger. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you begin to cover the line right now, God. Those that's going to listen to this an hour from now, those that have listened, amen, live, those that's listening right this second, amen, God, go in their homes, God, as we stand with them, oh, God, amen. You said, when there are two or three gathered in your name, Amen. You said, I am in the midst. Amen to God. So be in the midst right now, God. Hallelujah. Amen to God. On this phone line, amen to God. Find them, God. Hallelujah. Find their congregation. Amen. Find their home. They plan for their families, God. Amen. You are bigger, amen, than that confusion in their home. You bigger than that sickness in their body. You bigger than that finances. God, you are bigger than folk. Amen to God. You are bigger than the things that people will speak against them. Lord, we cover them right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody is shouting right now, God is bigger. Touch and agree with us as we are yet speaking this over your life. I want you to speak it over your own life right now while we're on this phone. I want you to even yell it, amen to God. Even if you, amen, listen to this later tonight, amen, begin to say God is bigger. And you know what he's bigger than, because those have been those strongholds. Amen. But we loosen those strongholds. We're pulling them down tonight in this prayer, amen to God, that God, amen to God, will bless, that God will give you the victory. He is bigger than that. Now, if you found your peace, shall you pursue it? That means you got to keep saying it, amen, because you might feel good today because of the message, but then tomorrow another test is going to come. Shall we pursue? I'm going to say the same thing tomorrow. God is bigger than this situation. I'm going to say that. I'm speaking it over your life right now. I'm touching and agreeing with you. Amen to God. The woman of God said, you know, when you find peace, you got to pursue it. Evangelist Bernard reminded us. He said, peace. He said, well, when you talk about peace, make sure you remind them to pursue it. Hallelujah. Amen to God. So you find peace today. You feel churchy right now. Like, I feel churchy. Amen. Praise the Lord. But in the name of Jesus, amen to God, tomorrow's going to come. A bad day is going to come. But remember that God is bigger. In the name of Jesus right now, I send the angels in that bad day, a week from now, a month from now, a year, a minute, even when we hang up this phone line, God, go in that moment, amen, and remind them to pursue, amen, that God is yet bigger, amen, that God is continuously bigger in the name of Jesus, that your name might be glorified, not by power, amen, not by might, amen, but by your spirit, as we begin to go into that spirit, amen, as we hang up this phone. I need thee, oh, hallelujah, make them bigger. I need thee every hour. I need thee. Somebody raise their hand right now. Give God that wave offering. Whoa, bless. Hallelujah. Me now, my Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I come to thee. Amen. We speak that into your life. Pursue it. Say it tomorrow. Say it the next day, the day after, and the day after that. Take your authority. God is bigger. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Find peace and pursue it. God bless you.
God bless you. We have a caller on the line just before we hang up. Excuse me. 720 is your area code, 9249.
It's me,
Pastor Hammer.
God bless you.
Oh, praise the Lord. Your line is open.
Praise the Lord. I enjoy what I heard. Amen.
Hallelujah. God be the glory. Hallelujah. Make them bigger. Ha-ha. Thank you, Jesus.
Blessing.
Amen.
Thank
God. Appreciate you calling.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Pray for me, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Do you have a special request, or are we just making God bigger than that thing? Hallelujah.
Oh, I have my 95-year-old sisters here, and they are, it's all, everything's falling on me. So pray that I have strength. Lord, in her care.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God is able. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen to God. Magnify the Lord with me. Amen. I can't do it by myself. You have to speak life where you at.
Amen. Begin to say God is bigger than whatever that situation is. You speak it, and I'm going to touch and agree with you right now. Hallelujah. God is bigger than that. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, send those angels, amen to God, to her house, God, as she stands for her, God, as she stands for the people in her family that she's praying for. Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, as she's the intercessor, amen, she's interceding for them right now, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Her prayer request that she spoke, oh God, you are bigger than any situation, amen to God. When she put on the ephod, she's reminded that, amen to God, you are holding up the children of Israel on your shoulders, amen. Wherever they at, when she hang up this phone, God, hallelujah, you are still there, amen to God, and she is not by herself. So we send those angels, amen to God, hallelujah, to encourage this woman of God, to fight for this woman of God. Hallelujah, begin to speak life in your house. The atmosphere is going to change in your house because of you, because of the words that come out of your mouth in the name of Jesus. We speak it right now, hallelujah, in that house right now. We cancel every assignment, hallelujah, that's been going against you, that told you, amen to God, that is too much. Hallelujah. That told you, amen, that you will not win this battle, but we cancel that assignment in the name of Jesus Christ, and we touch and agree with you. Amen to God. The Bible said you need two or three. Amen. Sister Ruby is on this line. She's touching and agreeing with you. The people that's going to listen to this call, amen to God, they're going to touch and agree with you right now. You have more with you than against you in this fight right now. We are magnifying God together. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Go on and magnify him. Go on and magnify him. The victory is still in the praise in 2013. Is still in the praise. And the Bible said it's the word is nigh thee even in your mouth. Come on and praise him. Come on and give him some praise in the name of Jesus. Lord, we receive it. Somebody said I receive it. Somebody said I receive it. Somebody said, I receive it. Hallelujah. I receive it. Go on and receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. And watch what God do. Come on, Holy Ghost. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Somebody receive this thing. Somebody said, oh, praise and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is good, right? Huh? Come on, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We speak it in our life right now, God. Touch right now, God. Move right now, God. Sanctify that household, God. In the name of Jesus. That her testimony will be, you can't tell it like I can tell it. What God has done in this house. What God has done for her sister. What God has done for those in her atmosphere. I'm not going to be able to tell it like she can tell it, but we speak it in her life. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Receive it. Somebody said, I receive it.
I receive it. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for
this love. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I receive
Hallelujah.
It. Make God bigger.
That's
bigger.
Minister
Rose
Tillman.
Yes.
Democrat, and I want you to pray for me before we dismiss. Also,
yes,
and see if anybody else needed any prayer. I'm not feeling good in my body today, so I need.
Hallelujah.
I'm asking
Hallelujah.
For prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Because of your faithfulness, amen to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Just like Moses, amen. When they prayed for somebody else, God is going to bless them. And we speak that over your household. As you continue to pray for other folk, as you continue to pour into other people, God is going to pour back into you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even now, God, we speak divine health in that household, God. We speak divine health, amen to God. In that body, in the name of, from the crown of the head, God, to the soles of her feet, in the name of Jesus. Go in that body, God. Hallelujah, God. You said, oh God, you wish that we would prosper, even as our soul shall prosper, God. Send divine health, God, to your servant, God. Hallelujah, that you can pray for somebody, God. That as she prays for somebody else, amen, that you will send healing, oh God. That, oh God, you will lift her up, oh God. Hallelujah, she will run and not get weary. We pray this prayer for your people right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you shall be anointed. Because of the anointing, the yoke is destroyed. In the name of Jesus, not that it just get broken, but it's going to be destroyed. We speak it over her life. God, you are bigger than pain. God, you are bigger than sickness, God. You are bigger than today, God. We receive it in our life right now. In Jesus' name, God, go with her. Go with her. Go with her, God. Hallelujah. Go in that house. Go in that phone, God. Touch, God. Touch that body in the name of Jesus. Do it right now, God. Move in the name of Jesus. Touch, heal in the name of Jesus. Sanctify, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Trouble, trouble, trouble in the atmosphere. In the name of Jesus. And your name will get the glory, God, because we magnify you together. We're doing this together. You are not by yourself, woman of God. Hallelujah. You are not by yourself. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Well, somebody going to call in, and they're going to touch and agree with this prayer. And somebody else going to call in later, and a week from now, and a month from now, and they're going to touch and agree. People continuously be praying for you. That amen of God. God will continue to be bigger in your house. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Huh? Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Oh, bless your name, God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Nobody talk about peace. That peace just got released. Pursue it. Pursue it. When you hang up this phone, keep praising him. When you hang up this phone, keep amen decreeing. Hallelujah. Keep saying, God, you bigger than this. Amen. We've been here before. Ha. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. You bigger than this. We thank you. Ha. Huh? Can't nobody. Can't nobody. Can't nobody. Nobody. Oh, hallelujah. I just need one witness. Hallelujah. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can't nobody, 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 nobody. Hallelujah. Ha. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, Holy Ghost. That's Holy Ghost. Ha. That's God moving. Hallelujah. That's the God, Holy Ghost and fire, keeping me alive, Lord. Ha. Thank you, Jesus. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Hallelujah. Ha. Thank you, Jesus. Ha. Oh, I'm churchy. I'm churchy. I'm churchy right now. Ha. Thank you. Oh, bless your name, God. Can't nobody. Look at, look at. This is what happens. This is what happens when you magnify him. When you make God bigger. When you make God bigger. Ha. Hallelujah. That other thing gets smaller. Thank you, Jesus. That sickness gets smaller when God gets bigger. That pain get smaller when God get bigger. Oh, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory. I thank him right now. I feel that thing. Hallelujah. I'm churching. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, bless your name. Bless your name. Give it to him. Ha. Ah, give it to him. Give him sickness. Give him problems. Ha. Ah, put it on his shoulders on that ephod. Let him hold it up. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. 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 Oh, there's anointing, right? Hallelujah. Because of the anointing, that yoke will be destroyed. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The atmosphere is changing, huh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Something about that Holy Ghost, I don't understand, but I got it. Hallelujah. Oh, look at God. Look at him. Look at him. Somebody said, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to shout for joy. Ha. I come to lift him up. Hallelujah. I don't know what you come to do. I come to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let him have his way. Let him have his way. Let him have his way. That's right. That's right. That's right. Let him have his way. Ha. That's right. That's right. I don't know what you come to do. Ha. Thank you, Jesus, but I come to get a blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Watch God. Look at him. Pursue it. Keep on doing it. Keep on, keep on, keep on. When you hang up this phone, keep on pursuing it. The woman of God reminded us, she said, amen, peace
pursue that peace. Keep looking at it. Keep going after it. Keep saying God is bigger. Amen. Even if the devil try to bring a pain back and whatnot, say, guess what, devil? God is bigger. Even if it brings some people back in your life, amen, trying to say, I don't believe God can do this. Say, amen, God is bigger. Magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God is moving, y'all. Amen. God is doing the thing. Amen. Hallelujah. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Ah! Thank you, Jesus. That's right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right, Holy Ghost. We are surrounded so by great a cloud of witnesses. So many people testified that God changed their life. Look at it. Hallelujah. God is bigger. God is bigger. God is bigger. God is bigger. Hallelujah. God is bigger. Scream it out. Shout it out whenever you hear this message. God is bigger than this. You might be driving in your car on a trip, amen to God. You might be having a problem with your congregation. God is bigger than this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. You might have got some bad news, but God is bigger than this. If I got to shake my head side to side, thank you, Jesus. If I got to wave my hand, God is bigger than this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Thank you, Jesus. That's right, Holy Ghost. God is bigger. God is bigger. God is bigger. God is bigger. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. This is what it sounds like. Hallelujah. This is what magnifying sounds like. When you make God bigger, amen, you're not just saying praise the Lord. You're not just saying hallelujah, but you're making him bigger. You are magnifying him. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, you're bigger than this. You bigger than this. Hallelujah. You bigger than this, Holy Ghost. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Even bad news. You might be looking at some bad news right now, but guess what? David looked at bad news. These people were going to kill David. They had rocks, and they were about to throw him out. They were about to stone David. Amen. The women were kidnapped. The children were kidnapped. All their money been stolen. But David looked them in the eye and said, if you only magnify the Lord with me. Amen to God. And as they begin to make God bigger, he said, shall we pursue? After you done finished crying, after you done finished weeping, after you done finished being sad, shall we pursue and go back and get what was taken from you, right? Hallelujah. Shall you pursue? Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. When I make God bigger, when I magnify him, I'm going to get back everything that I lost. Hallelujah. I'm going to get back my health. Come on, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm going to get back my joy. Everything, amen, to God that was lost. Hallelujah. Shall I pursue? Amen, Holy Ghost. Somebody pursuing right now. Pursuing. Somebody going after it. Amen to God. They're going after it. Amen to God. If I want my peace, if I want my mind to be stayed on them, I got to pursue. I got to make God bigger. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Make them bigger. Make them bigger. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the most important dinner you ever made because you got to make it. You got to make this, amen. You done made dinner. You done made dinner for your children, your husbands, women, your wives. You done made dinner. You done cooked. But this is the most important meal you ever going to make. You're going to have to make God bigger. Somebody going to make this meal. I'm going to make God bigger. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Even now, God, even now. Hallelujah. Somebody threw that bill out on the table and said, God is bigger than this bill. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody got anointing oil right now. They're running through the house anointing. God is bigger. God is bigger. God is bigger. He's bigger than the problems. He's bigger than my children. He's bigger than a health crisis. He's bigger, amen, than a government shutdown. God is bigger. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Amen. And when you hang up this phone, you can say some private things. God
God, you bigger than that. God, you bigger than that. God, you bigger than that. Oh, glory. Come on, come on, come on. God, you bigger than that. Bless his holy name. God is bigger. He is bigger. God is bigger. Oh, see, prayer changes things. Hallelujah. When you start speaking, it's one thing when people say it, but when you say it, God becomes bigger. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Oh, we praise your name, God. We lift you up. Amen. God is bigger. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. There's a sweet spirit in this place. Hallelujah.
And we have a, did I call this number 213? We just have another one on area code 213-4318.
God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. Who am I speaking to?
Sister Cummins.
Oh,
Sister Cummins.
God bless you.
Angela Cummins.
Angela Cummins.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. I was so busy today. I wasn't able to listen to the complete, you know, just in and out.
Mm-hmm.
But we just thank God for the radio broadcast, Evangelist Baby Bernard, Sister Ruby, and the speaker for today.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Definitely go back in the archives, amen, and listen, and amen. We just talked about, amen, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Just make God bigger is what he was saying. Make God bigger than whatever is in your life, and watch what God will do. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sound like somebody is making God bigger. Hallelujah. Amen, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's all right right there.
Rose Tillman, praise the Lord.
Amen. God bless you.
Evangelist.
Somebody churchy right about now. Ha ha. Hey, come on. Hey,
line.
Hey, hello.
We thank each and every one for coming on the line. Evangelist Cummins, did you have anything you want to say to it's Liberal Democrat? I call him Minister Liberal Democrat. He brought the word today. So,
God bless.
Praise God. I always enjoy him when I do hear him in his entirety. He's an anointed man of God. And we bless,
bless
the Lord for the man of God.
Hallelujah. Amen. See what happens when people be praying for you. You can tell somebody been praying, right? Amen. Because when you pray for the people of God, the people around them get blessed, right? Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why I go back to Moses again. Y'all go back to y'all congregations and everywhere, and your prayer circles and whatnot. And when y'all begin to hold one another up, not just them get blessed, but everybody around them get blessed. The children are going to all of a sudden want to ask what you're reading, and husband's going to want to know what you talked about, right? Wives going to want to understand, amen, God. So the atmosphere is going to change, amen, when you begin to make God bigger, amen. Watch God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you so much, and Minister Liberal Democrat, we thank you for the prayer. Oh, we got one more on. If you take it, we're still a little early. Sister Albertine.
Praise the Lord, saints. I just came on. I'm sorry I'm so late. I'm going to go back into the archive and listen to the show, but I still wanted to come on anyway. And I'm sorry, I just looked at the time, and it just left the time. But God bless everybody online, and I'm definitely going back into the archives to listen.
And we admonished everyone today that if they would, Psalms 34:3, when they read, magnify the Lord with me, make God bigger than something. Just pick five things that you're going to speak over your life and say, God, you are bigger than this. Amen. And just speak over your own life tonight. Amen. And watch God do a thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Magnify him. Make him bigger. Amen. Ooh. Hallelujah. Lord, amen. Bless his name. Amen. And if y'all want, amen, God, just look up that word magnify. Just go on Wikipedia, go on Google, go on dictionaries. Look up what that word magnify. That's what you're supposed to be doing to God. You're supposed to be magnifying him and making him bigger, amen, in the things in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. So God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too, man of God.
Hallelujah.
God bless
you.
Sister Albertine, we thank the Lord for you. Minister, Liberal Democrat, you know, you prayed. Did you want to say a little one, and we're going to close out after that?
All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, we thank you for tonight, this afternoon, this morning, whenever they're listening, God. We thank you. Amen. For even Sister Ruby, amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen. For the evangelist, amen to God. Bernard, amen. For asking us to speak. Amen to God. For those who've been holding up this line. Amen. I know somebody has been praying. Amen. Somebody been holding up the people of God. Amen. And just like you blessed Moses when her and Aaron held them up. Amen. And they was able to win, God. We ask that you go into every home. Amen. That somebody been praying for somebody. Somebody been praying for this call. Go in their house, God, and work that thing out. Amen. We know that you are bigger right now. Amen. Continue to bless this weekend. Amen to God. Amen. Bless, amen to God. Hallelujah. The evangelist, the keeper of this mind. Amen. Amen. Bless, amen to God, her anointing. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Her mantle. Amen. Hallelujah. That you will send an angel. Amen. Hallelujah. That there will be no backlash. Amen to God. No retaliation. Amen, for what we have done here today. We pray right now that, God, you will get the glory and that somebody will magnify you and pursue when they hang up this phone. God bless. Hallelujah.
Oh, God bless you, Minister, a Liberal Democrat, and we thank each and every one of y'all for the Lord sending you on the line. Y'all just been such a great fellowship and tremendous support, and Minister Liberal Democrat prayed for Evangelist Bernard, and I'm sure she feels much better now. She had an opportunity to come on the line and say, talk to Pastor Tillman, Rose Tillman. Okay, then, so God bless, and I'm going to close out with I Am by Eddie James.
All right, Holy Ghost.
All right.
Hard. I am the shepherd and I am the door. I am the good news to the bound and the poor. The bush for Abraham. I am the ultimate sacrifice for sin. I am your Redeemer, the beginning and the end. I am. I am.
God, everybody. We're getting ready to close out. But remember, tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Pacific time, Minister Billy Burns hosts the show, They Overcame. And it's a time to share your powerful testimonies and join us for early Sunday morning prayer, and that's at 7 o'clock on Sunday morning, Pacific Standard. Thank you, and God bless, and we'll see you next week or Saturday or Sunday that the Lord allow you to come on. Pray the Lord. Amen.